You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Oh, I just thought of an idea.
My God.
So, like, say you're real fucking rich. They could put you on the moon.
Like, you're playing on the moon, bitch.
So then so you go on the moon, and then there's no, like, nothing's living on the moon, so you can't be anything on the moon, obviously. So you have to be, obviously, like, something in space, then. That would be the law.
Wait, what? Whoa. Whoa, back the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. You're saying you're rich.
If I was rich,
you can go take a trip to the moon.
If I was cremated, and that's where I wanted my ashes spread.
How many fucking people had their ashes scattered on the fucking moon?
How do you know?
Who the fuck goes to the moon?
I know, like, it's like, I'm gonna go to the mall, and before I get there, I'm gonna stop at the moon. Anybody need anything?
No, what, because they're already selling, like, trips to the moon.
Nobody's selling trips to the moon. It's trips into space. Yes. Nobody's been to the fucking moon since the fucking 60s or 70s or some shit.
When they walked on it?
Yeah.
That was the only time?
That was it. They sent the fucking moon rovers, whatever the fuck they call
it. How did they get
there? From a rocket.
They took a taxi.
But didn't people...
You pay fare?
But didn't people put it on the moon? The
rocket launches up into space, and then it just fucking drops it right on the fucking moon.
What?
Are you disappointed?
I'm extremely disappointed.
What do you think, that we go up there? Like,
all
whenever the
time.
Fuck we feel
I thought
like
that there's people there now. I thought there was, like, not a hotel, but like a...
Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Lunar Inn. I have you... Hold on. I have you down for 4 nights.
I thought that... I didn't think it was an inn... I thought that there was, like, a space station, though, or something, and people
That's
live
no
there.
It's not on the moon,
That's
though.
No moon. That's a space station.
Why? Why not on the moon?
What?
I'm confused.
Why would there be a space station on the moon? You act like the moon is that close.
Is it far? Does anyone know?
How long it takes to get to the moon? No.
I'm not a fucking
Why would anybody just know something like that?
No. Space could be a hobby.
You need to watch more news.
I watch the news.
Do you?
I'm knowledgeable on everything.
Even on shit that don't exist.
Didn't they just clean up trash off the moon too?
What?
Yeah, there's a dude with one of those fucking trash.
He's a community service.
He's a fucking janitor for the moon.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh.
They just clean up trash. Yeah, because people are fucking littering on the fucking moon. God damn it, who keeps fucking putting their cigarette butts on the goddamn moon? If I see one more McDonald's trash bag.
If the trash had floated it onto it or something, and then they just cleaned it up.
Real quick, where's the trash come from?
Space?
Like, space trash.
Like lunar trash.
What's lunar trash? Give us an example of what you could find if you're cleaning up on the moon.
The hookers on the moon.
Like sand and rocks and stuff like that.
Why would you clean it up? That's what's on the moon.
I don't know, because it was messing with the way the moon looked to us. Like,
the moon would be beautiful if it wasn't so sandy.
The moon has never looked different to us.
I don't know.
This is just a matter of looking up when you go outside at night. That's all this is.
But I looked at it through a telescope.
And you saw the janitor cleaning up the trash?
No, I couldn't even find the flag. I was pissed.
He's just fucking sitting there with his big glass helmet whistling.
There's things in space, like satellite dishes and shit like that.
Satellite dishes. DirecTV.
Isn't there, like, stuff in space?
That we put up there? Yeah, I got you. Like satellites.
Yeah. Are they
like
just,
telescopes?
So, like,
Hubble.
They're just floating around, too, so why? They could get on the moon and then make it dirty.
I don't think they get that close to the moon. They're not that close to the fucking moon.
How far is
They're in our atmosphere.
Oh, are
right
they?
Outside our atmosphere.
Oh.
And the moon is not right outside our atmosphere. It's like, it's ridiculously far away.
But doesn't a spaceship drive fast?
You better put this bitch in fifth, because we are not making it there by Tuesday.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought a bunch of times we went to space. I can't believe
we did go to space a bunch of times.
To
not
the
to the moon.
Why didn't we go ever again?
I don't work for NASA.
It takes about three. Back in the 70s, it took about 3 days to get to the moon.
See, that ain't far. You can't even get to California. Time.
You're listening to the fucking Jersey Jicks, assholes.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter. Also, download iTunes, listen to the Jersey Jerks, subscribe, give us a good review, and go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some monies, because we need them. And check out Gamefly, Tweaked Audio, and Amazon.com. Hello, everybody. Ass and titties. What is this song? I never heard it.
No?
Is it a real song?
Yeah, it's a real song. I forgot who sings it. Fuck. I have it on the link.
Never heard this?
No, never heard it. Is it old school?
Sort of. It's like, what is it, like early 2000s?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think.
Is it Young Money? Is it Jeezy? Is it Easy Rider?
Three rap artists that suck. No.
Hey. Easy Rider was a movie.
Didn't they use that song in the campaign?
Yes, that's where I got it from. Remember when he's like, put your headphones on. Ass and titties.
I never saw that still. I heard it was great.
It's pretty funny.
Interesting.
Ass and titties. So it was made for a movie or it was a real life song?
Oh, 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, shit. I'm surprised I don't know that. I like 3-6 Mafia. They're Grammy winners.
For which movie? Hustle and Flow?
Hustle and Flow, man. Yeah. They killed it. They owned that shit.
Boom!
What up, 3-6 Mafia? Where are they at now?
Sipping on Scissor.
That's the song. That
I never got to do
they
Scissor.
They were famous for, right?
Yeah.
You can still do Scissor if you want.
I gotta find it. Anybody out there can donate some Scissor? I'm in. I'll be the guinea pig.
How do you donate Scissor?
Just email Marco and he'll give you.
I gotta be your drug runner?
I ain't getting involved in that shit. Marco will do it. And then I'll take it on the show and then we'll see what happens.
All right. We can make our own.
Yeah, we can.
Can we really?
What is it?
Is it like Jungle Juice?
I'm sure you can find the ingredients on the show.
And codeine and cough syrup, I think.
Yeah, we can get the ingredients.
Do you think I would die?
Not if you took just a shot.
Okay.
We'll see where we go.
I don't really want to die.
Yeah, don't do a whole fucking cup full of it. Although, that's what they do.
I'll be honest.
Who's they?
Hip hoppers.
I want to freebase it.
Justin Bieber.
You want to freebase it?
I want to freebase it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you do want to die?
Would I die?
I don't know.
I'm just playing.
I would imagine really it would blow up in your face, though, if you tried lighting it up.
No, I'm just playing. I wouldn't do that.
I don't know, though. At the same time, I think you could put away a 2-liter and you wouldn't be affected.
A 2-liter?
You?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're wiped clean at this point.
I know, but I haven't done drugs in a long time.
Could have fooled me.
It's been a while. Since I've done hardcore things. Scissorp seems hardcore.
Scissorp's the in thing right now.
Yeah,
I thought it used to be, and then it had died out.
I don't know.
I thought the thing now was heroin.
Oh, I thought that was a while ago.
Oh, heroin. Heroin's
never
heroin.
Goes
always the thing.
Yeah, it's never going away. It's been around for a long time.
And apparently we have the best heroin in the United States.
I read that.
Yeah, how about
New Jersey has the purest form of heroin. Purest?
Okay, because
it was
I know
tested
that
up to like 91%
Baltimore
pure.
Baltimore is the heroin capital of the world.
New Jersey has the best
or
heroin.
The purest. The purest form of it.
Really?
It's killing people like left and right. No, like
he
in like record amounts in
I think a lot in Camden.
Yeah,
too,
that's they're selling it out of Camden.
But you can kill all of Camden.
And get this, it's the powdered version too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The powdered version.
Yeah, that's what I took before.
Oh, you've done heroin?
Yeah.
How did you not get hooked? I heard once you do it, you're hooked.
No. I was more into
cocaine. Did you inject it?
No.
How'd you do it?
I snorted it.
You snorted it? Have you ever seen that movie? What the fuck's it called? Quentin Tarantino's movie where the chick snorted heroin?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. How could you snort after watching that?
I think I had seen it after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, she snorted heroin in fourth grade. This was much later.
There's not much to do.
Well, that makes a lot of sense now, talking about that technology class.
No, I would only do heroin if I couldn't get coke.
That's our Missy.
That was a long time ago. I don't do that anymore. No, I would never do. I would never do.
Shows how boring my life is. I would only drink Pepsi if I couldn't get coke.
Fine, I'll take Pepsi. I'll take that. That's good. Cola.
RC.
I used to love RC.
RC cola was.
All right,
shit.
Let's not turn this into soda. Let's get back to your all drug abuse.
I also am a Pepsi addict, but I'm trying to wean myself off right now.
Why?
Because it's not good for you. Holy shit.
What?
No, it's bad for you. It puts holes in your bones.
What?
I heard it puts holes in your bones.
It puts holes in your bones?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know it's bad
There's nothing for me to say after that.
Bad for your kidney and shit.
It's bad for your teeth and shit.
Yeah. Everything.
I eat enough sweets.
But do you drink the diet or you drink regular?
I drink regular.
Okay.
I don't do diet.
You know what? That's the worst thing you can do. That's worse than regular
soda. I just read something like that. Like diet
soda.
Do
you know,
bad.
You know that the whatever, I guess it's aspartame?
Yeah.
Do you know that that's in formaldehyde? That's one of the key. Yeah. So it's like you're drinking a part of formaldehyde.
I know, but it's really hard for me to use that excuse because I smoke cigarettes. And that
I have cancer.
And that's got so much shit in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I hear you.
I'm trying to cleanse my body right now.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
What are you douching?
No, I told you I'm not douching. No douching. No.
So how are you cleansing your body?
What
are you
doing? Went off birth control because I'm sick of pumping my body full.
Good for you.
Hormones.
All right, use a condom. Check.
Wow.
Like I would ever have sex without a condom. I don't do it anyway. And I'm not having sex, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to have sex for a while. I'm going to cleanse my soul. Why are you laughing, goddammit?
You have to have a soul to cleanse it.
I have a soul. I cried twice on this show. All right, I have a soul.
No, the first time I'll give you. Last week, that was just horseshit.
What are you talking about?
You were crying because you felt bad that you said something shitty about somebody else.
I swear to God, if this becomes about me again,
I know.
I'm burning everybody down in this room.
I'm going to say something real quick, and then we're going to change the subject. I told Fabio why I got so upset. So I feel like you understand it a little better now. You might not. But I feel like you might.
You told me why you got upset. Oh, because like, you said you felt bad.
Yeah, well, because...
Oh, you mean outside of that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it brought things up from the past. All right, you're husky.
Fuck you. Just call me fat.
You big dumb bitch.
Morbidly obese.
Are we back on me again?
No, shut up. So anyway... Yeah, drugs, they're bad. I'm cleansing my soul.
You're cleansing your soul.
I'm going through a change, man. I got to do it now while I'm young.
Well, you going to quit smoking?
I have to.
I
don't want to, but I have to.
I know, I understand. Yeah. It's fucking difficult.
But I don't want to at all, and that's what sucks.
Are you taking anything for the cleanse? Like, are you literally going to flush your system out? Like,
I've been going to a sauna, and I've been drinking water. And then this is all
within the... That's a good start. The water part. I don't know about the sauna.
Well, apparently it helps sweat out toxins.
Well, yeah, but so is exercise.
And I texted you about coconut oil. I'm real into that right now. I'm drinking it.
When did you text me about coconut oil?
Like last week.
Maybe I ate it.
It's supposed to be really good for dry skin.
Don't they call it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like... Like as a food, I thought you were talking about.
I'm eating it as a food. Coconut oil, you can do anything with.
Yeah, I'm drinking my, it. My girlfriend has that. She uses that instead of like, it's for cooking.
Yeah, instead of like olive oil.
I'm not a big fan of it. I love coconut, but I'm not a big fan of that because as soon, whatever I eat that's cooked in that, 15 minutes later, I shit my brains out.
Yeah. It's a cleanse, man. It helps clear you out.
Yeah, it's a cleanse.
So I put it in my coffee in the morning. I'm starting like slowly.
Coconut oil in your coffee?
Yeah, and the fucking most horrible thing in the world happened.
You must be blowing those toilets up at work something
fierce.
It's
bad because I put in a quarter cup of coconut oil.
Quarter cup?
A quarter cup. So, and I do it in this. I make iced coffee with it and I do it like this. And the other day, because it's oil, so it obviously separates from the coffee and stuff. So you have to mix it and then drink it, mix it and drink
like
it.
Like constantly.
Constantly. Yeah. Before you ever take a sip. And I forgot to do it once. And I took a big gulp and my whole mouth was filled with coconut oil. And you know what I did?
Swallowed it?
I fucking swallowed it.
You're a fucking champ. Yep.
I was like, and I smiled a little and I was like, and I fucking swallowed it and I was like,
did it hurt? I mean, did it really send you to the bathroom?
Yeah, within 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I was off my 10 o'clock routine. I was like, boom, right there.
Wow.
Yeah, that
Oh my
day,
God.
That was a bad day. I threw the rest out though, because I was like,
sorry. Yeah.
I gotta find more things to put the coconut oil in.
A toilet bowl?
Yeah, just put them right in the toilet. Cut out the middleman.
It's good for your body. It's gonna help.
I thought you meant for, like, you know, rubbing it on your body.
Yeah, you can rub it on your body too. It said it's great for psoriasis and shit.
Oh, that's good. I've tried everything. It doesn't work.
I know, but I figured it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Isn't the worst thing that can happen is that you'll be a little oily.
I'm already. I'm Italian already. So.
He's already greasy. Yeah.
And according to you, I'm so fucking obese. I'm probably sweating.
No, you're just really, really fat.
All right. Well, even better. So I'm probably sweating olive oil as we speak.
I do love olive oil. That's the one thing. It can't
olive
replace
oil's not
oil.
Bad for you.
It's not. It has good things in it, like good fats, like
there's such thing.
Yeah, like avocados have good fat. Have good fat.
I'm good, good fat. You're I'm a good fat. Fat. Oh, okay.
You're a healthy fat. You're like an avocado.
You're a healthy bullshitter. How's that? You're an avocado. Or you're a cantaloupe.
That's sweet.
Oh, you missed the point of that.
Oh yeah, I did. I got it now though. Didn't. Fuck at life.
Never thought I'd be able to say that either. Somebody.
So yeah, so that's my plan for the future. I'm broadening my mind by watching Cosmos every week.
Okay. Nice.
And getting my mind completely fucking blown. Seriously. And I'm trying to read the book along with it so that I have double absorption.
I heard that there's like an app that like adds stuff to each episode, like follow along.
What? This is a game changer.
All right, well, don't do it now. Do it later.
Okay, yeah, later.
What?
Remind me.
I thought she was like going to get mad about something. She's like,
no, what? That is a game changer. Maybe they'll have quizzes on it. And then I'll be able to even more.
They might. I just heard that there was this, you know, app that's so interactive with the show and everything
like
that.
I've heard, I think.
Yeah, I think you can even talk to Neil deGrasse Tyson through the app.
No way. So many people want to talk to him. I keep trying to tweet him so much.
Really?
He doesn't respond. No. Why. Neil, come on, throw me a bone.
He probably has Twitter set to not take stupid tweets.
No, I see him answer stupid tweets. That's why. Yeah, and I try and think of stupid things to say to him.
Why? That say something smart. That's what he's more into.
Well, I was from last week's, because last week's blew my mind so much. I had to rewatch it like 3 times because I'm totally fucked up over it in the light. The light. He's like, and it was about enlightenment as well, and literal light too, so it was like.
What?
He literally said at one point in the show, everything you love is because of light. And I fucking lost my mind. And he says it in his way, you know?
The pedophile way.
You think he's a pedophile?
I don't think he's a pedophile, but his voice is very creepy. He's like, and this is the book that turned Einstein onto learning.
Yeah, that is.
And it's like,
he is creepy.
You know what I mean? It's it's a little.
Okay, some things. Yes, he is creepy, and I hate that he. And I hate that he flies through that weird looking spaceship too. gets on my nerves because I don't picture a spaceship looking like that, and I don't like it. It looks like an avocado.
What is it with you and fucking avocado?
I bought a bunch before I came here. I bought a bunch. I was going to make a...
Missy for avocado.
No, I was going to make a veggie naan when I came in. I went to Acme.
Stop. Veggie what? You can't just glaze over that like it happened.
Veggie naan.
A veggie naan.
Naan is this kind of bread.
Nom, 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 nom.
No, N-A-A-N. Naan. It's naan bread.
Okay.
Okay, so it's this kind of bread. It's
sounds non-good.
It's very good. I ate it at that Indian place. Now I'm addicted to it.
Oh, that kind of bread. Yeah. Gotcha. It's not really bread, though.
It's naan.
It's like... Stop it. It's like pita. It's a form of pita.
It's like a pita, but it's yeastified less.
What?
It's yeastified less.
That is correct.
So yeah, there's
what
that.
What the fuck,
you stupid woman?
You get what I'm trying to say, though.
How about you? Sharp as a fucking cucumber.
Just because I don't use the correct words.
Yeastified lest. You even added a T at the end of less.
Sounds fancy.
It does.
So
it's fancified.
It is fancified. So I was going to make a veggie naan in Chris's kitchen, but then there were children here. And I panicked. upstairs.
I was hate so those confused. Damn things.
I thought you were your brother. I looked at your brother and I was like,
"You were real freaked out."
I was like, "What's happening?"
You thought he was his brother?
I thought you were your brother, and I was like, "Why are you dressed like that?" Because you don't dress like that usually, and not in a bad way. Because he was dressed nice, but not that you don't.
So
dress
I normally
nice.
Dress like
no, no.
Why don't you just take a shot at Marco? Bob's really, really fat. I dress like shit.
Let's make it a trifecta here.
Come on. Mark is a fucking creep. There you go.
Why well, you gotta say? Let her say it.
You're a creep.
Thank you. Trifecta.
What the there fuck you are you talking about?
So, I was gonna make it.
What are you, Miss Thang?
What do you mean? I'm white trash. You guys say it all the time. I'm stupid. I'm a cunt. I'm this. You guys say I'm everything.
Cut!
Say it.
Oh my god.
Don't forget your AIDS.
I don't have AIDS because I am celibate.
Or maybe you're celibate because you have AIDS.
No.
You ever see that episode? I think it was Family Guy where the fucking Count Dracula like bit into the dude who was HIV positive. Yeah. He was like back in like the early 80s. And he sounded like Count Blockula too. And the dude who sounds like who's the black guy that was on Family Guy?
Cleveland.
He sounds like him. He's like, you don't read the news much, do you? He's like, why? And then he just fucking died right there.
So anyway, I was gonna make a veggie naan, and gotcha. I got a tomato, avocados, and cucumbers and shit like that, and I was gonna cut it up and put it on the bread, but I didn't because the children. We're here.
I've never seen you so scared.
It was so. I swear they immediately sensed my fear. Didn't it seem like they did? Because they stared at me like, hello, we're going to torment
kids.
You.
They don't know you.
Yeah, but they were staring at me. Like they were going to.
Do what?
I don't know. Tackle me or something?
You think they're going to tackle you?
Kids tackle.
They tried to torture my cat.
Yeah, the cat. Fucking
the cat ran and hid.
Sholi was hiding under the bed.
I heard her walk in the door, and
I walked in with her.
Yeah, and she immediately like ran up the stairs. Yeah.
I know. I feel like I was rude to your brother. Yeah.
But he dresses nice, so that's fine.
I didn't mean it. Like, God damn it! Fucking foot mouth always. Shit. I don't know where I was now.
Don't get comfy.
I think it's funny. You know what? Everybody say something mean about me, please, that you haven't already said. Say something mean about me. Make me feel
she
better.
She looks like she could take a dick.
You've said it. And I feel like that's a compliment. I don't know why.
Douche face.
Douche-a-loosh.
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 You want me to hurt your feelings?
Oh, God. I feel like you can really bad.
I could.
Tell your girl to call in and hurt my feelings.
I don't think it's a feeling she wants to hurt. No, I'm just
saying. I'm saying. She wants to put a gun to my temple.
In this universe, she's still one of the ugly ones.
See? There you go.
That wasn't for you.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
So nobody's going to take the
No,
bait?
Here's, yeah, I'll right now.
Look at that shite boob.
I feel like that's not a, I don't feel like that's bad either. Apparently, I'm hard to insult.
You're not hard to insult.
I'm not at all. That's why I don't know why
no
you
No one's trying to insult you. For what? So you want to, do you want to cry again this week?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Well, then,
sure. So Cosmos.
Yeah, let's get back to business here. All right. I mean, if you really want to cry.
I don't want to cry.
You know.
She's got Down syndrome.
That's her. That's,
was that me crying?
That's your sniffle.
That sounded weird. It sounded like I was sniffing. Like
heroin.
Drugs. Heroin.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
So you guys don't watch Cosmos, right?
No. I do.
You do, but you don't. No. And you don't.
Nope.
Some episodes blow your fucking mind and you're like, holy shit, the world is so great. And then some are so fucking stupid.
There's only two that really weren't worth watching because they talked about specific people and it was a cartoon episode. It sucked. But the other three were pretty good.
Yeah, the other three were really good. And last week's, I said, was about light from, like, the sun and shit like that. And then being enlightened in general as well.
So the light from the sun enlightens you? Is that what you're saying?
There's a fucking code in the light that they found by right. putting a prism up to a fucking telescope and shit. There's code.
Okay.
And there's black fucking lines.
Why is it gotta be black?
But it's black.
Like a barcode?
Yeah, it looks like a barcode.
So what happens when they scan it?
They don't scan it.
It's a barcode.
No, shush. So the light, like a flower, will absorb a certain ray of that light, ray of that code, mm-hmm. and it'll turn that color. Because that's the color in the fucking code. Am I not So like if a flower is red.
I didn't hear that when I watched
Okay,
the show.
If a flower is red, that flower is red because it absorbs a certain like ray of light that makes it red.
That's a little better.
That makes yeah. a little
that's
more
a
sense.
Little better.
Yeah. I don't word things right.
I don't talk so good. Punchy. I don't speak.
And that
so
blew
good.
My fucking mind. I never knew anything like that. Did you guys?
Yes.
Well,
how did you know that?
I learned it in science.
I was not good at
science,
it.
Bitch.
Yeah. I wasn't good at science.
I mean, it's
that makes sense to you. Like
yes,
that's common
it's
knowledge.
It's better than reading, making color from a barcode in the sun. I mean, that
he fucking called it a code.
I don't know.
Multiple times.
It's not a barcode.
I
it's
know.
More of like, think of it as like a DNA type of code.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's more of the code.
And that causes the color.
Not a barcode.
I get it.
Yeah, but when he looked under the microscope with the prism, it looked like a barcode,
right.
kind of. You didn't think so? With all the different, like,
yeah,
black
but you're,
lines?
You see,
in it?
Because it looks like a barcode to you, you're labeling it a barcode. It's really, that's not what the intention was. Just because it happened to have lines in a row like that, like a barcode, that's not what it's for. That doesn't signify a barcode. That's just how it shows up. I mean,
right. That's all I was just describing the way
like
that it
if
looked.
You watch a MMA fight, they fight in an octagon ring.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit there and be like, well, they fight on a stop sign. I'm not watching that. You know, like, that's not, you know, just because it looks like a stop sign doesn't mean it is one.
That's true. I have an octagon window in my room.
There you go. She looks out a stop sign.
Go over to
day.
The stop window and look out.
Jump out of it.
So yeah, that's what I got from it, is that the sun is mad important.
It's mad important.
Yeah,
that's
mad important.
Then I looked up this religion, and it's called like Breatherism. There's like this whole cult of people that think that they can just live off air and the sun.
Oh, yeah, without eating.
Without eating
drinking,
or drinking.
Yeah.
And I was, like, fucking blown away by that because people die from it all the time.
There's a hot couple of Hollywood people that think they can do it. I forget. But
really?
Catherine Hagel, maybe? No.
She's
no wonder why she's a fucking
Scientologist.
No, that fake Barbie girl, she thinks that she's going to soon be able to do it.
Who's fake Barbie girl?
You know that girl? Her name's, like, Valerie, like, Kruskovia or some shit. She...
Where's she from?
She's just a model, but she made herself look like a Barbie doll. She literally looks
look
like a Barbie doll.
If you look at her, you think it's not
she's
a real
the
person.
Creepiest thing you've ever seen in your life.
I can show you one worse.
She's so bad.
After the show, look her up for me, and I'll show you one that'll really fuck you
okay.
out.
Okay. So this girl, because she hasn't eaten in 3 weeks, believes that she's on to the next level of brotherism.
She'll never be a Theta 7.
Never. There's not many of those.
Who is? Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise,
he's the leader. Is John Travolta?
I don't know. I would have to imagine he's probably losing interest since his kid died.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Scientology killed his kid.
I thought a plane did.
What?
What?
He didn't die in a plane?
No, he fucking slipped in a bathtub and cracked his skull open.
A plane hit his bathtub.
How his plane crashed.
There it is. Exclusive audio.
Jesus.
Nope, Jesus doesn't exist to them.
Yeah, he fell down. Hit his oversized head.
So how did Scientology kill him if he fell?
I'm joking.
Oh.
Well, they don't really treat their people with
their
any
wings?
Meds. Like, they don't believe in medication.
Yeah, they don't.
Right?
That's right. They don't. They don't believe in medication.
I remember
as far as like cold medication, I think.
Not only that, if you want to talk to like a psychiatrist type of therapist, you can't go to a regular one. You have to go to a Scientology certified shrink.
Yeah.
How do people fall for this shit?
It's easy. They're stupid.
They want something to believe in.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Touche.
Stupid.
It is stupid. It's stupid as shit.
Think about it. One guy wrote a bullshit book.
Mm-hmm. Isn't
it was
that
a sci-fi
Bible,
book.
Though?
Yeah, it was a sci-fi book.
It was a sci-fi book.
It was Dianetics, right?
I don't know if that was the first one. That might have been the second one. I don't remember what the first one was, but it was a long time ago. It was like the 60s or 50s, I think he wrote it. But it was a sci-fi book. I mean, it was no different than like a Star Trek or Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I don't know how, he turned the second book, he turned it into things from the first book and how it can apply to your life now. And people just soaked it up.
He got
one
famous person, one thing to invest, and then the next one. And now it's a fucking, you know.
It's an actual established religion.
Yeah, and it's tons of money go through there.
Yeah, I know.
But they're nuts, you know. You hear stories of them torturing their people.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
What did they do, for
like,
example?
Not whip them or anything. They put them in like a cell, and they try to brainwash them or something.
Like Chinese water torture?
I don't know.
Like a Clockwork Orange?
Really? That's twisted.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is.
That's fucked up, yeah.
That's twisted.
That's why a lot of people are starting to leave it.
Yeah, lay your enemy. Then.
Thick darkness is your ally.
They bring in Bane Cat and he does the rest.
Yeah,
Bane Cat is not a Scientologist.
No,
I refuse.
He's a mercenary.
He is a mercenary.
He does it for money.
Speak of the devil. And he shall appear.
Bane Cat is our little guy on the camera tonight. You probably can't see it, but...
No, they can see it, right?
Yeah, but it's pixelated. Cause
of... Oh.
Yeah.
So what's the enlightenment part real quick? Just because we didn't really get that.
Well, because he had said that one part, and he went about love. And he said, you know, everything that you love because of light. And that's how he ended that. Like saying, like, what?
That's all I gotta say about that.
So he said this big speech about, like, the first time you heard a song or the first time you kissed somebody or all of this. Always think back because you love that because of light. And that's how he ended that little
speech. He gets a little
part.
Too deep, though. It's a little too intricate. It's not necessary.
I like that, though.
Yeah, but see, that'll fuck you up.
I know, he's on my level, man. I like it.
No, he's not on your
level.
He's not on anybody's level.
Exactly, yeah.
But I like that he's not just like...
No, but that's going to fuck you up because you misinterpret everything he says for the most part.
Do you think that I am? I feel like I'm doing a good job of interpreting it incorrectly.
You had to re-explain that first part a couple times because it wasn't coming out right.
I'm not good with words.
I mean, you heard the intro tonight. That was a nice blast from the past.
That was a nice blast.
And you know what? Think about that intro. Think about the show you watch and Neil deGrasse Tyson. Think about now how that sounds, that intro, like that conversation.
It's good to question things, though.
It is good to question, but you believe it first before you actually get an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You believe, then you research.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because I'm not interested in something unless I believe in it. So I'm not going to research something that I don't care about.
Right, but you didn't research the shit in the intro either.
Right,
you
didn't. No, I just thought that was
the
reality.
Lunar Inn was not it was not researched, and that was something you obviously were passionate about. When we
yeah, but
about.
I thought it was completely different.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You must have been high and fell asleep during a movie. And just...
Probably, yeah.
What movie were there janitors on the moon that you could have
been watching? Amazon Women on the Moon? I don't know.
When I was younger, I used to do this thing all the time. Remember when, like, you could watch VCRs in slow motion, like tapes?
I imagine VCR moving slowly. Was this on the moon?
No, but you know, you could like cut it down and watch like frame by frame by frame.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do that all the time because I felt like there were subliminal messages.
Because it was too fast for you?
No. I thought there were subliminal messages and stuff. So I would watch movies.
And did you find any ever?
Some, yeah.
Like, and you don't remember, do you?
No, I remember. I don't remember the name of the movie, but if I explain it, you guys probably will.
Okay.
Johnny Depp was the star in it.
And Edward Scissorhands.
No.
Crybaby.
No, it was about hell and stuff.
It's about hell?
Yeah. It was like...
What movie's that?
With Johnny Depp?
Yeah. Johnny Depp was the star, and it was like...
Sure.
I feel like it begins with an A or something. I don't know. The name of the movie begins with an A. But
Ecstasy.
I forget. It was like one of those, a weird movie that you did. It didn't do very well. But I did it once, and there was crazy subliminal like depictions of hell throughout the movie. Like out of nowhere, you would never see it if you watched it just
in regular
normal.
Speed.
Yeah. And it was like during like when his mind would go crazy. And when you slowed it down, it was these crazy, intricate.
Can you describe some scenes in the actual movie so I could try to get an idea?
Like with red, like there
was
red.
Not the slow part, just give me the regular parts.
There was red prevalent throughout all the movie. It almost had like a red, like it was done in a light that was red, but it wasn't red because you'd still have beige skin and stuff like that.
Okay.
And he was researching something because his wife had died.
Hmm.
And he was trying to find his wife.
Are you sure you're talking about Johnny Depp?
I could be wrong on the Johnny Depp
like
part.
I think you're talking about Richard Gere.
What's the name of the movie?
The Mothman Prophecy or something?
No, I love that movie, though.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a really good
movie.
Because
that sounds like what you're describing a little bit.
No, not that. It's from... I watched it, and it was on VHS in 1997.
Jesus.
Because I was still in high school and I was over my boyfriend.
He started it?
I thought it was Johnny Depp. It was a movie that he didn't do really well. Didn't do really well.
Well, it makes sense because I'm having such a hard time trying to figure out which movie it is.
But in that movie, when you slowed it down like that, it was like the craziest shit you've ever seen.
Did you
seen.
Ever try that with music? Slow down music and hear subliminal messages?
No. I don't think I've ever did that with music.
Or you play it backwards.
Yeah, or backwards, right, yeah.
One time when I was on acid, I was listening to...
It doesn't matter what you do, you're going to hear subliminal messages.
I was listening to Pink Floyd's Piper's at the Gates of Dawn, and I was like, I just listened to Amagama, and you know, Amagama's real, like, just kind of sounds. So I was like, in my room hanging out. I'm like, this is fucking cool. That was the time I had the conversation with myself. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Where oh my God. Oh,
no.
All right. I'll tell you the music thing first. Then I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
So I was listening to Amagama on CD, but then I only had Piper at the Gates of Dawn on tape. So I just put it in there and I'm sitting in there. All of a sudden my mom's like banging on my door. She's like, what the fuck are you listening to? I'm like, it's Pink Floyd. Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, and she goes over and she pops it out and it's getting eaten by the thing and I couldn't even tell.
Oh, the tape?
The tape was getting eaten.
Oh, okay.
And
so
I couldn't even know.
Like, yo, this song fucking rocks, man.
And I was just like, what the fuck is happening? And I'm like, thought my brain was melting. My mom, like, taking it out, like, re-spooling
it. This is the best Pink Floyd song ever.
And she's like looking at me. She's like, are you tired? I'm like, yeah, I'm so tired. So she fixed it.
Your mom was not privy to that you were on drugs?
No.
Really?
Not
so your
acid.
Mom's more naive than you are.
Not on acid. I could act normal on acid.
Who the fuck acts normal on acid?
I became a pro at it. I did it so many times.
How do
no
you
wonder.
Act normal on acid?
You just act normal. You get to be
I've
good
been,
at it.
I've been around people on acid. I never tried, nor will I ever. And I've been around people, that shit's not normal. You may think you're acting normal, but you're not.
Yeah, my one brother could always tell. My one brother could always tell my
I don't think it's
could.
Rocket science. I'll be honest with you. You cannot function normally on acid.
I did.
I doubt that.
See, you're saying that, but you're on acid. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like,
I took acid once. I was fine.
Really?
And it would be like when I was coming down from it. You know what I mean? Like, I would go home. Like, I would have to be home at, like, midnight or whatever.
Right.
So I would go home, and it would be, like, the end of it.
He cartoons into a pumpkin.
That one time when I was in my room, I just wanted to do acid by myself. Right. But I was so, like, happy and, like, in the mood that I was, like, my mom couldn't tell because it was late at night. She was going to sleep.
Right.
So I stopped listening to that, and I started listening to Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. So then I was staring at myself in the mirror. I always keep like a big, like a body mirror, but I like just lean it up against the wall. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting in Indian style in front of it. And I was staring at myself, which felt like fucking 5 hours. It was probably like 10 minutes. And I was like bored of staring at myself because like my skin started doing that thing where it moved and I was afraid I was going to like bug out. So I stopped looking at myself and I went and sat on my bed.
Right.
And myself, like, stayed there, sitting Indian style. I'm sitting on the bed, and I can still see my reflection sitting there still. Like, I'm sitting in front of it, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then it stands up, and it steps out of the mirror, and it comes and sits next to me on my bed. And we sat there and had a conversation for 45 minutes.
Can you imagine
minutes.
That conversation?
For 40, you know, you want, I remember it.
Yeah, please.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Please. This is when Lucifer was still alive. So, like, Lucifer's chilling. Like, Lucifer's, like, going to, you know, me too, and me one, and, like, going back and forth, and it's cool. And she was telling me that I should be an actress and be in horror movies. And we talked about how I would be really good in horror movies. And that's what we talked about. And I remember I wrote it all down in a book, but I wind up burning the book.
You're out of your fucking mind.
She don't have all our marbles.
And then I remember saying to her, I was like, listen, I'm going to try and get some sleep now. And she's like, all right, talk to you later.
I'm confused.
Went back in the fucking mirror and went to bed.
Does she go back, just disappear in the mirror?
I've never seen her again.
No?
No, I've tried a million times, too.
She's probably sitting there in front of the mirror. Candyman. Nothing? Nobody?
No, I'd be like, Missy?
Her?
Missy Carr? Melissa Carr? Rachel? Rebecca? Anybody?
That is freaky.
It didn't scare me. No. I tell people that story all the time and they're like, you what? Cause it sounds made up, but it was not made up. I was just in the zone, man. I was sitting in my room for hours on acid, listening to music. I was in perfectness. Like, it couldn't have gotten any better than that.
I gotta be honest. You're probably one of the only people I know that you could just tell any story and I'll believe it.
Really?
Yeah, there's never been a time where I'm like,
that
desperate
shit. Fuck you.
Does it sound like a lie?
No.
I wouldn't say a lie. It just sounds like total horseshit.
Does
listen
it?
To yourself. You sound demented.
It sounds...
Bobby, you think that I can make that up?
I think
no,
she's so
not
fucked
you,
up.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think you're making it up.
Somebody else.
I think it's total bullshit. It. Like, I think your perception of reality and dream state is just so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. I know so that. I'm starting up. To realize that as
I think
get
you
older.
May have dreamt this.
I was on acid. You can barely sleep when you're on acid. You have to come down off the body high first.
But here's what this is what I don't understand. You just told me this story, and 5 minutes ago you told me when you take acid, you're fine. You can function normally.
Yeah, when you peak, man. When you peak, it's
peak,
a
peak, man.
When you peak,
sounds like she's on.
Yeah, when right. you peak, yeah, you can't be around. Like, you can be around people, but when you peak, it's gotta be.
Stop saying peak.
Perfect. It's gotta be perfect. If it gets bad, it can happen. I've bad acid stories.
Really?
Yeah.
She's probably like sitting there like, eject, eject, eject.
I used to like being by myself on acid more than anything else. I didn't really like being around people. So no. When your body, some warm happens over your body. And when that starts to happen. And when that starts to happen, that's when I would have to go to where my home was going to be for the next couple hours.
Gotcha.
And it usually was like on top of this hill because I used to do a lot in Cherry Hill. And there was this hill that we would always go to.
Oh, look, Jim made a cherries.
No, because if you sat in the middle, it was a hill, but it was flat at the top. And it was like, a dump or something. I don't know.
She was planting garbage.
A fucking landfill.
No, it was a park in the middle of a neighborhood. But
I'm staring at that dead kid.
If you sat, if you sat in the middle of it, the cops couldn't see you, and there was cops on horseback. Mm. And if they, even if they flashed their lights, they wouldn't be able to see you. And you could always hear them. You could hear their horses coming. I got sick this one time because I was doing coke off of a tree.
Off of a tree?
Yeah, off of a log in Pennypacker Park because we had ran. We were
Pennypacker or Pennypacker Park?
Pennypacker.
Okay.
In Cherry Hill. It's really,
oh,
really
okay.
Big.
I'm thinking Pennypacker,
not in the
Pennsylvania.
Northeast.
Yeah.
But, so me, we were like, it was like, me and Melissa and four of our guy friends. That was our like little clique, and we heard the cops.
She
come.
Fucking snorted fire ants.
How do you not sniff like bark and shit?
I'm sniffing coke off of a tree.
I mean, it's pretty thick. It's not going to fit through a straw.
I mean, like, you know, you have little pieces.
But like dirt and
dirt,
like
ants,
whatever, like pollen, anything that's like.
That's what happened. I got so sick. I was sick for like a week.
Did you sniff pollen?
I sniffed something. I was sick. I was so sick. I've never been that sick.
Fucking retard.
I know. I was sick. So back, let's finish with the acid. So that story, that's one of my favorite acid stories because it was awesome.
Right.
But then there was this one time when I was on acid and I was by myself and it was bad.
Okay.
And I used to live after my parents got divorced.
It's always choking me. It's always choking.
This was when I was really young. Like I was a senior in high school. And
so you were like 24?
Shut up. And I got in these gel tabs, and the good thing about gel tabs is that they worked fast. So right. It wasn't like you weren't fucked up for 8 hours, you were only fucked up for like five.
Right.
And I had school the next day, so I was like, all right, cool, do this. This is the first time I ever, ever, ever heard the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Okay.
I was sitting in my room with my dad's, and my dad was out on a date or something, and I was listening to it on the radio, and I was like, this is the best song, and I was like calling all my friends, and I'm like, listen to this song, and so somebody could tell me, and then finally I had to ask my dad the next day, because nobody knew what the song was. They're like, I have no idea what that song is, miss. What are you listening to? And I'm like, fuck.
So the next, the tape was being eaten in the
No, it was the radio. I was listening to like B101 or something. And so I wanted orange juice, and it was like 12 o'clock.
Where did that come from?
I love how it just fucking jumps from thing to thing.
So the apartments were that I was living in with my dad were about a little over a mile. Like a mile and a quarter. Away was the Acme that was open 24 hours.
Okay.
And Wawa's and Heritage's weren't around yet. Right. Like Wawa's were, but they were really far. Right. And Heritage closed at 10.
Yeah, they don't put those near trailer parks.
Shut up. This is a long time
ago.
They
only have Waz.
So. Waz. So I left to go get the orange juice. And I took the cordless phone with me because I wanted to see how far.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to see how far I could get.
Can you imagine being in Acme and seeing a girl walking around with a cordless phone in her hand?
No, I never made it to Acme because I swore to God. And this is – I knew I was fucked up because I knew it wasn't really happening. But I still kept getting scared that Michael Myers was following me. Yes, swore on my life. I'm like on the cell phone, reached far as fuck. I mean, the cordless phone. And I'm like, Michael Myers is following me. And
it was my boyfriend. Come in, another galaxy.
It was my boyfriend Mario at the time. And Mario was like, go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. And I'm like, nah, man.
Mario.
That was his name.
You dated a Mario?
I did. I dated two Marios.
Are they alive still?
How about Luigi?
One is.
No. Everyone used to say that, though. What about Luigi?
I just picture this like short, hairy Italian guy with a mustache.
No, he was so hot. He was so hot.
Jesus Christ! I'm not going to suck in my dick.
I did it. He was like, I was obsessed with him like my whole entire life too. By the way,
really?
Oh yeah, it was so sad. yeah, it was ridiculous. But he's like, dude, go home. Like whatever. He was like typical jerk. Mm. And I'm like, all right, fine, I'll go home.
Drop your pants.
And then I went home and I went to sleep. Now he lived far. He lived in Cherry Hill, and I was living in Runnymede.
Oh, okay.
So he couldn't even, like, come rescue me.
Well, no, he's from Cherry Hill.
Yeah.
Why do you step foot? Yeah. I mean,
why do you
gonna meet somewhere?
What do you mean?
Why do you shoot for the stars?
Apparently, I was very, very hot when I was younger.
Yeah.
I like how you say apparently.
Well, no, because I remember everybody used to, this little group of friends that I wound up befriending.
They just run around trying to rape her.
But no, they would all.
They all thought I was,
they didn't think I was real. Like, so Mario would show them pictures of me and they're like, that's not your fucking girlfriend. And then I came around one day and everyone was like, what the fuck?
Look at you.
They used to say I look like the Doritos girl. So they were
what?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
No, I
get the
dude,
fuck out of it.
Dude, I don't think so either.
You have pictures of you when you were
Yeah, I don't buy it.
No, I do, but I didn't. I didn't look like, and no. I would be like, and I was like an asshole then.
Right.
So I was like, that, what? And I thought it was insulting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
She was pretty hot.
I know, I want to meet her later on in life.
She's all fucking gorgeous.
She was really, really gorgeous.
She was so gorgeous. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I met her in real life.
That's the shit I'm talking about! Shut the fuck up!
I don't understand. I don't even know how I got into that subject.
I sidetracked you with Mario.
No, Mario doesn't like me anymore.
No.
Mm-mm.
What'd you do?
You want me to drag my sack across your face?
I don't
want to
talk about it.
Is this going to lead to tears?
No.
I can't. It's too long. It's too long ago.
I can't get that upset about it. I had multiple boyfriends.
Oh, you're a pimp.
Yeah, and so. Yeah. So I was dating.
Don't be whore.
I was dating someone else. And
fuck you, you fucking whore.
It happens, miss.
He tried to get back with me like 8 times after that, though.
Fuck. You were sucking his cock!
Yeah, that was bad.
Jesus
Christ. Poor Mario.
No, don't poor Mario. No. He was a jerk. He deserved it in the end.
Okay.
He deserved it.
No, he became sweet, but at first he was a jerk, and I guess I held on to that resentment because I wind up doing really mean things to him.
He's a jerk. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
Good for you.
That was meme.
Cunt!
Mm-hmm. And I would always act like I never done anything wrong.
Really?
Always.
You fucking
like
player,
if
you.
I like got caught with something, I'd be like, "What? All right."
I didn't do that.
I didn't. Well, fucking whatever. You can believe that person. Like I was like, it was bad. It was bad.
You knew how to handle it.
I did. It was for 9 months. 9 months.
Wow.
I had 2.
A whole pregnancy, huh?
I had 2.
No, there were 3 during that 9 months.
I even got my one boyfriend to buy my prom ticket so I could take my other boyfriend.
What?
It was on the Spirit of Philadelphia, so they were like $150.
Jeez.
You must have given an amazing blowjob back then.
I don't know.
You had a twat of gold.
I don't know what was wrong.
What? A twat of gold?
It was mean.
It was.
And then once I...
But well
like,
played.
Yeah. Once I turned a new leaf, I kept waiting for karma. You know, karma's going to get me bad.
Do you feel in charge?
Bane Cat's gonna get me in my fucking sleep.
That's what you were.
That's why I want to do acid. I want to meet Bane Cat.
Yeah.
Stare at a picture after you trip.
No, I think if I thought about it enough in my mind, it would just appear.
There's that Missy we forgot all about.
Yeah.
So how do we get on this subject? Cosmos.
See why I said this? You never know what it's gonna lead into.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. I tried to live young, you know?
Young.
I was responsible about everything.
Are you trying to convince me of something?
What do you mean? Like, I didn't drive fucked up or do anything stupid like that.
No, you were talking to mirrors. You were completely in control.
It's okay to let go every once in a while.
We got a phone call coming up.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you're live on the air on the Jersey Jerk Show.
Hey, guys, it's MJA again.
Hey!
Hey!
I heard you guys are listening to Bane Cat, and I interrupted last time when you were doing that, so. Figured I'd interrupt in the middle of that again.
Nice. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. I'm at work again. Just thought I'd let you know that pretty much everything I think is going to work out with my sister.
Yes.
Good.
Good.
Good, man.
Yeah. That's great. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I wonder how things turned out. That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I convinced her to go with me to the clinical psychiatrist, and, you know, she went in by herself, gave her side of the story. When I came in, I was just like, did you tell him about the internet spying on you and the car speaking to you saying that it's also a spy? And you know, and the psychiatrist was like, no, she didn't mention anything like that. And I'm like, yeah, she's pretty crazy. So.
Wow. Does she seem better?
Say it again.
Does she seem better?
No, I haven't really talked to her since Monday. It's Thursday now. I haven't really been in her physical presence because when the psychiatrist left the room with me, she let my sister go smoke a cigarette, and then she came out and she was like, I'm going to have her admitted to the hospital. I'm going to call the cops right now and have them escort her out of the building because she was that delusional.
Right.
You know, and then it was kind of traumatic for me too, because, you know, when the cops were escorting my sister away, like, she was turning around crying, and she's just like, please don't let them take me, I'm not crazy, and all that stuff. And, well, luckily they took her to the hospital, they screened her for drugs, and she didn't have any in her system, and she wasn't suicidal.
Whoa.
And so, because she has kids, they didn't want to keep them away from her, so they forced her into this outpatient treatment where she has to go back to the hospital every day for 6 hours a day and talk to rounds and rounds of psychiatrists all day long.
Wow. No drugs. That's insane. That's so like it's basically, poltergeist.
She was on it for so long that, and she didn't sleep for so long that it caused a chemical imbalance in her brain.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I'll be honest with you, though. I really do believe that Missy says crazier shit than your sister.
I've heard some whoppers out of Missy's mouth, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I'm perpetually living in a state of confusion, so sometimes I get asked a question and I say I'm like, who's she? And they're like, I didn't ask that. I said, where's the screwdriver? I'm like, oh.
Do you feel better?
Say it again.
Do you feel better?
No, I feel annoyed because my sister also has two dogs and they've been staying with me. And they're two little Yorkies. And it's like the gayest dog you could ever imagine.
Wow.
And
I refuse
to walk them on a leash in my neighborhood.
If you're calling them gay, I don't know what to think right now. Like, I really, I'm imagining dogs with pink fur and bows and stuff in their hair.
I can do 75 push-ups without stopping. There's nothing gay about that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, there is nothing gay about that. It's actually, I'm gay.
I can do 75 push-ups in a month.
No, but I have a gay uncle, and he is like, his name is Joe, but everybody jokingly calls him Auntie Joe, and he has little yappy dogs, and I pulled up in front of my house with the dogs in tow, and I got out of my car, and as I was getting the dogs, I went to open the door, and I went, oh my God, I'm turning into my Auntie Joe. this is my worst nightmare. I'm my big gay uncle.
It's all right. You're put together, like, though. You're fine. At least you got your senses. You're good.
No, I told my mother, I was like, if this broad is good enough to not be in the hospital, this broad is good enough to take care of her dogs during the day when she's not there. So I am dropping them off first thing tomorrow.
That's right.
I actually went to Home Depot today and walked around for like 45 minutes just to try to like get some more masculinity. While I was walking around, I actually was like, you know what, I'm going to buy Sheetrock and redo my kitchen. I bought like 8 boards of dry Sheetrock and screws, a new screw gun. Like, hey, guess what, we're getting a new kitchen, just so you know.
Oh my God, that's fucking hysterical.
That's great.
That's
quiet. Yeah, but that's it. I'm going to go back to work, but I have to give you guys a quick heads up and I'll get back to the show, but that's my life right now, and things are looking up.
Good.
All right, cool, thanks, bud.
Cool, man.
All right, appreciate it, man. Have a good rest of the night. I'll listen to you guys on Ustream still.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. Right. Take it easy,
later,
bro.
Later.
Love you.
Love you.
I love him.
Drop your pants.
It's funny that he calls his dogs gay, because I'm sitting there like, wow, they must really be gay.
And then he dropped the 75 push-ups.
Woof.
Yeah.
Woof.
He's going to change the meaning of gay.
Yeah. Huh?
Stereotypical meaning of gay. That's what he was saying. That's what he was, like, saying.
What?
Like, what? I can drop down and do 75 push-ups, bitch.
From what I see on TV, it looks like most gay men are in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Mostly.
And
some
do you guys remember when we went to fucking Florida? They all look like fucking Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
Actually, Sisters of Anarchy.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Aunties of Anarchy.
It was pretty weird to see 6'4" bald men completely jacked up, tatted up, sleeves and everything, holding hands with another dude looks just like him. It's like,
that's pretty cool.
With lassless chaps walking around.
I don't remember that.
I saw
what bar did you go into?
The one with the spinning
anuses.
Penises.
Very immense penises.
Oh, man.
You faggot motherfucker.
Oh, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, at least he got some, he took care of our good buddy.
Yeah, he's good people. We talked a little bit after last week's show.
Did you?
Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I really like him a lot.
You probably really understand what he's going through.
I do.
Yeah, you live it.
I know. At least I'm aware, though.
Huh?
Like, if I ever become unaware and think, do you know what I mean? If it ever gets out of control, commit me.
Really? You want us to? Because we will.
If it's fucking my life up, yeah.
It all depends on how it's going on the show.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be gold.
Well, then, no.
I'll be losing.
As long as we
can
get you out every Thursday for a couple hours.
The roller in here like
this
Hannibal
is
out of
Lakeland.
That's funny.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, let's do that.
BRB.
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 What the fuck is wrong with you?
Shh.
Where do you guys want to go after this?
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
No.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. And so I got to hang out with the bishop, the $2 hot dog.
No shit.
$1 water, yeah.
When's
how'd it
a
go?
Restraining order kick in?
Well, he was supposed to Friday night. That's why we were supposed to meet with you.
Yeah.
And his plane got delayed and canceled or something. So
I
didn't know if I could do it.
It was rainy as shit that day.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could do it on Saturday. So just call, you know, text me. He texted me. He said, hey, you want to meet? And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go to Philly. So I took him with Tony Luke's in Maple Shade. So he's everything that you would think, you know, like just he's got the gold animated ring, you know, nice guy talking to everybody like he knows him, like he's personal friends with him.
So he's like Flavor Flav.
He's like Flavor Flav. You know, we had a nice
yeah, nice chat. Date. Good for you.
It was a good day.
Rounded third.
Did he enjoy the cheese stick?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he's nothing like it over there where he lives. Definitely better than a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, on the way out,
he's opening up $5 cheesesteak, $1 water.
There you go.
Yeah. The funny thing is, on the way out, we're standing in front, and we're just chatting, and this two limos pull up
to Tony Luke's.
To Tony Luke's.
Okay.
All right. So it's a whole bunch of like older, mid-40s people get out. They're ordering food, and then a woman steps out the second limo, and she's got her phone. And she's looking up. She's like, get the fuck out of here. I hear her, like, talking to her friends. That's the hot dog guy.
Get the fuck out.
No way.
Next thing you know.
Hello.
About 12 people are just surrounding him, talking to him, and he's taking pictures with them, and he's handing cards. All of a sudden, he's rapping all these people, and they all know who the fuck he is.
No thanks. Whoa. I don't date fat chicks.
That's awesome.
And then the kicker was, there was a group of like four guys smoking to the side, and they were like, and you know, the people that got a limo, they were telling, they were asking, well, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm visiting my friend Marco from the Jersey Jerks, and they're like, you know who I am. Somebody from the back, somebody was smoking. Excuse me, did you say Jersey Jerks? I'm like, oh, you gotta fucking be kidding me. I was like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, which one are you? And he's like, I was like, I'm Marco. and they're like, yo, I listen to you guys all the time. I'm like, you serious? This is a joke,
right?
I told you
this happened to me when I went to that radio show.
Ridiculous. And the first thing this guy asked, I think his name was Dave. I told him to call or email or anything. But the first thing he asked is Missy an act? Yes. One, is it an act? And two, are her boobs really that big?
They're not really that big.
I said, no, it's not an act. Two, yes, they are that big.
They are not that big.
What's the bra size?
34C.
No. Her breast was 34C.
No.
Really?
Yeah, man, no. They're not that big. No. You guys are crazy.
Do you think they would be 34C by looking at her?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Thank you.
I've been staring at them all night.
They're not. They're. I guess they're.
Chris, what's the action? I mean, I know you're an expert at boobs.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, come on!
They're edible, apparently.
Thank God I didn't make that face, or else, you know.
Add another really to that.
Yeah, right. Another really, exactly.
I got a good mind to slap your fat face.
That's pretty cool, man.
So we spent the next half hour taking pictures with everybody while they were waiting.
That's fucking awesome.
While they're waiting for their cheesesteak and
fries.
How
did it feel to be a celebrity?
No, it wasn't me. It was him. They didn't.
How did it feel to be hanging out with a celebrity?
Marcus used to it.
Yeah. They always try to introduce, like Bobby Kelly. That's Mark Jersey Jerks. Usually, like, at a shows, people know. You know, they usually
fuck
know.
Fuck off.
Nah, nobody's ever said that, thank goodness. Everybody's pretty much knew who we are.
I love how everyone always thinks that I'm an act.
Because it's funny because you never understood when I kept telling you over these years, you know, nobody says the things you say. Nobody does.
I feel
that
like
it's what you do on this show is not the norm. You don't fall in the norm category. And you're just like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. You know, like we're crazy.
Yeah, I really don't understand that. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
My girlfriend loves the photo for tonight's show.
She just loves that it's not
she
on
can
me.
Actually, can she actually see it?
She's like, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
I'm going to put her in a headlock when I do
that. That cut her tits off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
That's pretty awesome, man. Did you get any pics with him?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should post them.
He's a selfie king, that dude.
Is he?
Yeah, he took pictures of everything. And
was he with his wife or just by himself?
No, by himself. There's the reason they're coming back, I think, soon.
Cool. Maybe so, we can all get together.
There's something with the reality show, too. But
yeah.
I won't say it over the air because I don't know if I want to say about it. But yeah.
Yeah. Bang him.
Yeah, so he'll be back soon.
Look at that. Making waves.
He was asking for baby girl, though.
Was he?
Yeah.
I know. I was sad.
I thought
selfie.
He was...
Hot.
It sucks, too, because I ended up in AC, and he was staying in AC.
And then he stayed in Mount Laurel that night.
Where'd he stay in Mount Laurel?
I don't know.
In a hotel?
Like 2 minutes from where
Tony Luke's. I didn't even know there was a Tony Luke's in Mount Laurel.
Maple Shade.
It was at the Lanes, the bowling alley.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Brewster's
Pub. Yeah. Huh. I'm sad that I didn't get to see him.
Yeah, he was asking for everybody.
I was too busy and shit-faced. Sorry.
Probably berating Bishop. Somebody else behind their back.
No. No. God damn you, Fabio.
God damn you, Missy.
God damn you, Fabio.
God damn you, Missy.
God damn you, Fabio.
Ah, fuck off.
It's like tennis.
Fucking cunt.
Jesus.
You duplicitous taint.
You're a cunt. You're a taint.
Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
That wasn't me.
That's fucked up.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't Marco. He's touching the microphone.
My hands are off the...
He's fucking up the board.
It wasn't me.
So?
Yep.
I'm going to take a trip to Nashville. Do you think you would let me stay there?
My dad was there today.
Really?
Nashville? Did you go to $2 hot dog one out of
it? No, I didn't tell him about it. I should have. I didn't even think about it.
Can I get the hot dog?
Did he teach you about religion at all?
He said some. I mean, he taught. He's
yeah.
Not,
like
he,
I want to know about your conversations.
You want to know about the conversation?
Yeah.
No, he was telling me about how God talks to him.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's you know.
That's a weird fucking question.
You know, I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
No, he doesn't like to, you know.
He's not
burden
like,
anybody with religion.
Yeah, he's not.
I hate Arabs.
He's not preachy.
No, he just told me all the stuff that was coming down the line and some stuff he was doing.
So it was like plans. All business.
It was all business.
I would have made it personal.
Talked about he talked about meeting his wife and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, and his family where he came from.
Where'd he come from?
I can't tell you.
Cool.
I can't. I can't say on the air what his, like his parents and stuff, what they did and.
Oh, bang!
Whoa!
Yeah,
down
we're gonna have a powwow after this.
Yeah,
gotcha.
They had $5 hot dog, $2 orders went broke. They're charging too much.
Jesus,
he's been a businessman since he was friggin' 21.
Slinging that dog.
I'm telling you, man. You see their cart? There's nothing like it.
Really?
There's nothing like it. It's so unexpected. It's just a guy out there rapping $2 hot dog, $1 water.
Nice.
It really is. It's like it draws you to their cart. Out of everything that's going on, if you guys ever make it to Nashville, Broadway, it's just nothing but bars, country music, blaring everywhere. Like you can't walk a foot without hearing music. But right. When you hear this, it's like so different from everything else. It just draws you in.
Yeah.
And the song's so motherfucking catchy, you can't get it out of your head.
Yes.
He told me that you're not allowed to have speakers on the sidewalk. That you can't blast speakers, but you can have, like, all the bars, you can hear music coming out of the bars.
Mm-hmm.
So he put the speakers inside of the place, the storefront that he's renting.
Okay.
Like, right there, and that's how he gets around it.
That's okay. Cool. Well, that's smart.
That's cool.
But apparently there's a hot dog cart, like, 10 feet away from him.
Yeah.
And that guy's, like, giving him trouble. I'm like,
that guy should move.
Yeah.
No, he should just bask in the glory of it all. I mean, he's right there. You can sell hot dogs and act like he's a part of it. But apparently, he's like, you know, they're at war.
Oh, God, a hot dog war?
He's cutting power and, you know, everything else.
I wanted to take... Oh, yeah. I wanted to take Bishop to my favorite hot dog place.
Your vagina.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was a good one.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just...
Jesus Christ!
Absolute casserole of nonsense.
No, on South Street. Womp.
That is funny.
Womp. Womp.
He just paused. You didn't finish the sentence. It's like, your vagina.
Well, I'm sad that I missed them. Are you guys sad that you missed them?
Yeah.
You are a sad, strange little man.
So that was
that's cool.
Yeah, it was quick. It was a quick meeting.
Are you working with him now?
What am I going to do? So
I'm working with him.
I don't know. I kept seeing
Marco's trying to get him on the Riotcast Network.
No. He's going to have his own hot dog podcast.
No, I saw you, like, tweeting to everybody, so I didn't know if you were, like, in cohorts with him now.
No, what am I going to do?
Are you just helping him out, get the word out there in this area?
Yeah, he just said, ask me
Marco's
tweet and stuff.
Marco's creating beats for
him. I didn't know.
What do you expect him to do?
Yeah, I don't really. I mean,
I don't know. That's why I asked.
He's got some good, like, the concept that they're working with is pretty good.
Oh, God.
I mean, how much could you do with a fucking hot dog cart? You know what I mean? But
you can eat it.
Amen to that.
That's why you're really, really fat.
Thank you for telling me again.
Hashtag really, really fat.
Fat cocksucker.
Chris, you're gonna get murdered.
I'm not scared.
Never scared.
Nah, I look like a big scissor, fat fuck, you know?
All right. Sip this scissor, and then we'll be all right. Right?
Wrong.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Fucking yeah.
Wrong!
I'm wrong. All right, well. Bishop for life. What is a bishop? Is it just like a
fucking
like mouse? A priest?
Chess table.
I thought it was a horse or Tupac.
Bishop Tupac.
I thought it was a horse or Tupac.
The guy from Juice.
Juice. Tupac's name in Juice was Bishop.
Okay, but that's not what a bishop is.
No, obviously.
It's been around longer than Juice.
Just, I guess it's just a ranking in a religion. I don't know.
I would say it's a safe bet. Yeah.
Makes sense.
What's like a Pope? Theta 5?
Yeah. The Pope would be a Theta 7.
Right.
Right. A bishop would be a Theta 5. What's that? Cardinal would be in between. And I don't know.
Is the Pope the main one?
Yeah, he's a Theta 7.
All right. Makes sense. I got nothing. So, there was this woman.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get it up right now.
Me too.
A crazed maniac, and I have no idea why that she even done it. Done it? Whatever.
Okay.
So, this
what the fuck are you talking
I'll go
about?
With it.
This woman went ballistic in a thong and nothing else in a McDonald's and just fucking destroyed the place. Completely naked. Well, she had a thong on, and she looked like Lena Dunham.
How come it's never hot chicks that...
Because hot
like
bitches
that.
Ain't crazy.
Wait, but what did they say? What possessed her to do it?
No, I don't know anything. Any of the backstory
they don't really
behind
tell
it.
You.
Other than she went insane for like 5 minutes. Let her do this for like 5 minutes.
Was this like in the morning or the evening? What was it?
It was 11:01, and she wanted breakfast.
I thought breakfast was done at 10:30.
According to Big Daddy, it was. I don't know.
Oh.
You acting like a real McAsshole.
Yeah, she went insane. It was awesome. You guys have to watch the video.
You have to tell people Lena Dunham is from Girls, because I didn't even know who you're talking about until you
Lena said. Dunham is the chick that's always naked on that HBO show.
I am
Girls.
So glad I've never watched it, because I would absolutely vomit, because she's disgusting with her clothes on. You don't think so?
She's
not good looking.
She's not attractive at all.
I think that's the one chick Quagmire wouldn't bang on this planet.
Hey, you must be a parking ticket, because you got fine written all over you.
Yeah. She dates one of the members of the band Fun.
Good.
Fun?
Yeah.
Okay, who's... Now tell me who Fun is so I can get an idea.
That Carry On song. If you're lost and
I'm
alone,
thinking of Carry On, My Wayward Son.
Yeah, that's something.
Like a stone, carry on. That one song, it was
You just said the end. Yeah, I hear it on commercials and shit.
Yeah, they do commercials a lot.
Gotcha.
Okay, cool. This one has.
So she's actually dating a
for
human.
Years. Yeah.
Wow.
The guy's in a band. Why would he date
what,
that?
Is he all fucked up too? Does he look like Sloth or something?
No, he's funny looking though.
He's funny looking though.
Like he doesn't look like Sloth.
Sloth isn't funny looking.
Sloth is very funny looking.
Baby Root.
He wears like big, thick black glasses, and he's like curly hair. Just looks like a normal dude, I guess. I don't think he's attractive.
He's a normal dude and it's not attractive.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, this doesn't tell any.
I didn't see
any details at all. No. She just went insane.
I love that.
This she found just a pube in her French fries.
And really? That's yeah. What? Oh, I was like. Oh.
Like, she even put her face underneath.
The fucking scoop. I love it.
She fucking put her face underneath the ice cream soft serve and put it all over her face. Yeah. She went insane.
Are you fucking
that sounds delicious. She's crazy. And then she was just, like, letting it all go out of the machine. She emptied out the fridge and then, like, moved the fridge and threw a tray. And she went insane. They're just letting her do it.
That's
how awesome. Do you stop her?
I don't know. I was surprised that the cops weren't there. It went on for 5 minutes. Yeah. The footage was 5 minutes long. And then she goes in the back. And this is what you'll like. It's pretty funny. If the manager was playing it for the employees to show them.
Right.
And someone was just recording it on their phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they were laughing. And they're like, look at her destroying our store. And they're just like laughing. And they're like, bitch is hungry. She wants some ice cream. And like, it was really, really, really funny.
Jesus, that's funny.
It was in Florida, though. It was in St. Petersburg.
Awesome.
She even slammed her head onto the counter. She went insane. And she had big, floppy boobs.
Crazy bitch!
Yeah, I just saw a screenshot. Yeah. I didn't watch the video.
She's disgusting, yeah.
Yeah, one of the people during the video, like one of the employees, they were like, this woman is my role model. They were just fucking with her.
Floppy tits. I guess so, if you're getting paid $7.50 an hour to flip burgers.
Yeah. I think.
Not much to look up to.
Yeah, she's crazy, this girl. She's not attractive.
Yeah. All you had to say was that girl from Girls, and I gotcha.
Duh. Nasty.
Really disgusting. I really.
Oh, her name was Sandra Suarez.
Oh. Huh.
I.
Puerto Rican.
I.
No. She doesn't look Spanish.
No, no.
Suarez.
Señorita, por favor.
Señorita, what are you doing? Piñata.
Tres leches.
I don't know. She just went crazy. It doesn't really say why.
That's pretty funny. That shouldn't. That, it's funny. You see that stuff on the news or like online or whatever, but I've never heard that kind of stuff happening around these parts, you know?
Someone going naked like that?
No, just
somebody acting, going crazy in a store like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I remember anything like that.
I remember a couple, what was it, like a month or so ago, we talked about that. Didn't we talk about that one chick? She went through the drive-thru because they got her order wrong. She went back around the drive-thru and she started firing her gun into the drive-thru window.
Yeah. McDonald's is making people crazy.
Yo, people want their shit done right.
Is it that hard to go back through the drive-thru and ask for the right food?
I don't believe her. I think she ate it first. And she just, you know, whatever. Crazy
people
bitch.
People are fucking nuts, man.
People are nuts. I don't know what's happening to the world.
I don't know either. Drugs.
And the fact that she's just wearing a thong.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
She doesn't even have
happened?
Shoes on.
She went in the store like that, I'm assuming. She must have.
That's what it looks like from the footage out of nowhere.
They don't really say if she was eating there and just took her clothes off and started fucking running around.
Maybe she's on bath salts. Is that still a thing?
Wouldn't it be great if, like, once she went off camera, one of the people working in the back just laid her the fuck out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have done it.
That would have been a great video to see. I would have loved
it. I mean, you can't do it on camera. But once she's out of view of the camera, if somebody just fucking knocked her out.
Especially if she's fucked up, man.
Like, she definitely had to be fucked up because she went insane. Like, she tore everything out of the fridge. She threw shit at people. Like, she totally fucking...
All right,
she
when you start throwing shit at people, you can probably defend yourself and knock her
I don't think
out.
They wanted to defend themselves.
No, when you're the one who has to clean up all the shit she's throwing, you should be able to knock her the fuck out.
That's true.
She knocked the cash registers over.
I'd be like,
everything.
I don't get paid enough to do this shit. I'd knock her right the fuck out.
Yeah, I agree. I would at least thrown something at her.
Throw, like, fucking hot grease on her. Fucking fat bitch, get out of here.
French fry grease.
Yeah, it's the French fry grease. That would have, like, destroyed her skin.
Yeah, because she was so attractive before she got hit with the French fry grease.
Yeah, no shit.
The fuck, man. You're right. It's fucking bath salts.
It's something. Drugs. I mean, nobody I've seen mine does that.
No.
Naked. Like, okay, if you're pissed about something, that's not okay either. But Why are you naked?
I don't know.
Why do you have a black thong on and that's all? Her boobs were flopping everywhere. I saw the video where it wasn't, like, deleted. Like, it was, you could just see her boobs everywhere.
Right.
And they were just flopping in the wind. Like,
Vagine hang like sleeve of wizard.
It was weird.
Big floppy tits.
They were huge. They were really big. The nipples were in a place that I didn't think they should be.
Boobs!
Like
on her neck?
Like, no, they seemed like long or something.
What?
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the boobs were sitting on her chest, but her nipples were like down there.
But at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
They were like torpedoes ready to fly on the plane.
She probably had kids. And probably breastfed.
Probably.
I have cancer.
But what I thought was weird, at one point when in the video, you can see, what are those things called on your back? Those dimples that you get when you're like, you work out and stuff?
I'm sure I don't have those. Wait, did you say when you work out?
Yeah.
No, mine are called love handles. That's the polite.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Those like back dimples? You do? Okay. Yeah. She had them.
Fill them with semen.
I was confused.
That's where she stores her nuggets. It's a nugget dispenser.
She's like, I got 20 nuggets. You gave me one honey sauce. Shit's fucked up. I'm taking my shirt off. I'm like, what?
That does sound like something this woman would say. Disgusting.
I guess it's not as fucked up as a 9-month-old being charged with murder.
This is... I'm still in shock. I can't even fathom that this is real. Like, I mean, I know it's real. I'm just saying I can't believe that this is really going on. Like, this kid tried as a fucking adult.
Oh, Chris said that they had,
they FedExed a kid to another country or something.
Yeah, they put him in hiding, definitely.
Yeah, because, you know, he was just at a, he was
it
at
worked,
like
it
a.
It worked for Bin Laden for a while. Hide here.
He was at like a. The kid was in a demonstration with his father and his grandfather.
Oh, they built new bomb vests.
And I guess like
I'm going to bomb that place.
Fucking shit got violent. They were there's pictures of them fingerprinting the kid.
What the fuck?
You said finger, and I was like, hey, yeah.
What are they in a Catholic church?
I'm going to finger bang you, Chris.
Please don't.
Yes, that's crazy. They're going to charge him with murder.
Yeah, he's going, though. He
can't even wipe his ass.
Oh, he's 9-month-old. I know. Like, it's fucking retarded.
It is stupid.
And they fingerprinted him, and during the fingerprinting, what?
It just sounds like you say something else.
All right,
they finger banged him.
And he was like hysterically crying during it.
Are you a pedophile?
He's like the real life Indian Stewie. Yeah. Like he's gonna rule the world.
Those people are nuts over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're their like law system is all fucking jacked up and shit.
There's no law in Pakistan.
They have some law, or they wouldn't be arresting him.
Pakistan, you Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. Can you visit Pakistan? Like, could you go on a vacation there?
It's a lot of sand.
Yeah, no, like, do they or like? Americans not allowed.
I have like an Apple vacation package.
Well, no, the only place
I'm going
not
to cruise
allowed
to Pakistan.
Is,
yeah. Cuba.
Cuba.
What about Cuba?
You're not allowed.
It's the only
there.
Place we're not allowed.
You can still go.
You can get there. Yeah. Sure, you can get there.
How?
Swim.
On a boat?
Or just
you got no people.
Sit on your boobs. Yeah, you can go to Pakistan. You can go anywhere you want.
I didn't know if they had an airport.
You can go to North Korea if you want.
I thought you weren't allowed to go to North Korea.
Says who? You can go to North Korea.
Dennis Rodman goes once a week.
Yeah, right.
But he's friends with Homeboy.
Is that his name? Kim Jong Homeboy?
Homeboy Un.
I didn't think you were allowed in there.
You're allowed to go wherever you want, except, well, technically Cuba, but you can go to Cuba.
How do you get to Cuba? On a boat?
You can go by boat. You can go by plane.
How?
Because you can go to Cuba if you fucking fly out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't fly from the States into Cuba.
How come?
because we have this whole fucking thing dating back to the fucking
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, that even before that, actually, Bay of Pigs.
Cold War.
They were basically holding on to Russia's nukes for them.
Oh shit!
In case you know we did go to war.
So they're allies with Russia.
Yeah, Cuba doesn't care that we're there.
No.
But Americans.
Well, yeah.
America cares that you go.
They need to lift that fucking.
Just get it over.
Ban already, because get some Cubans up in this bitch.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God, that's why Cubans are illegal?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything that's exported and imported.
Isn't coffee Cuban?
You can get Cuban coffee. I don't know why you want to. Colombian's better.
Oh, Colombia.
Yeah. Isn't Cuban coffee illegal?
Fuck, man. That's crazy. I never knew that that's why Cuban cigars were illegal.
What'd you think it was?
I really never put much thought into it.
No. Instead, you're thinking about how to get to the fucking moon.
You big dumb bitch.
Jesus. I'm a really, really big bitch.
Yes, you are.
Hey. Was that a slight against me?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Sucker. Yeah, so anyway, get back to this fucking kid that's going on death row if he gets caught.
Yeah.
This kid's gonna be an electric high chair.
Oh.
Don't tase me, bro!
Don't tase me, bro!
Oh, that's awesome. That's so funny.
I don't understand. Like, their legal system's got to be so jacked up. How can you fucking charge a 9-month-old who couldn't even go to this rally?
What was he
going to
say? Like, how did? What happened? What did he do?
Everybody that was at this demonstration got, because it had turned very violent against the police.
Right.
And they all got charged. Everyone that got caught got charged with attempted murder.
I'm going to call the police.
And the fucking kid was with his grandpa and
so
his father.
So he's charged, but he didn't murder anybody.
Nobody did. It was all attempted murder. I don't think
the other people charged with attempted murder?
Everybody is. It's across the board.
So he was there.
Wow. No age discrimination there. But he's 9 months
old.
But
I heard that they already had a pre-existing law that it was supposed to be like 14 or something.
That's what I thought, but they arrested.
They lowered it to fucking 9 months.
They lowered it to
quite a drop.
Fetus.
Your baby looked at me wrong.
They're so fucked up.
I know they are.
Where is Pakistan?
Right next to Jubakistan. No, I don't know.
Is it near Egypt?
It's right by Nashville.
What the fuck do I know?
That's where I'm picturing it in my brain.
Near Egypt?
South of the equator.
I don't know.
Well, Egypt's part of Africa.
So is it part of
but
Africa?
But it's across that, whatever that.
Pakistan.
Whatever
is
that little sea is there, I'm not sure what
this
it
whole
is.
Time.
It's on the other side
Pakistan,
of
Pakistan.
Hey, what it is.
It's by.
India?
No.
Indian Ocean?
It's a little more east.
Turkey.
It's by all the other
Saudi
shit
Arabia?
Countries. Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. So it's like under China.
What?
The fuck are you talking
about?
I'm
going to look at Golubop.
You're gonna look at Golgogok? I don't know what she said there, but
I'm gonna look at
Golgogok. I'm gonna look at Golgogok. What?
I'm just gonna look at it.
I'm sorry. What?
Giggity 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 goo.
Seriously, man. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Go next to Afghanistan, I believe.
Okay.
It's near all the other shit countries. Yeah. Iran, Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Kazakhstan.
Just drop one big bomb.
Ooh.
Turn it all to glass.
That sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing.
No, fuck it. Don't play.
I don't care about what they do over there. Oh shit. Alright. Is that Looney Tunes?
Yep. It's when the coyote fell off the fucking cliff.
I love the coyote.
He like ran after him and he was just like
I fucking love the coyote.
Tweet tweet.
It's not even on this map. Is it like a town as opposed to a state?
Pakistan.
motherfucker.
It's Pakistan.
Oh, no, I found it. It's right in between India and Afghanistan.
Okay.
Remember that email I sent you a couple weeks ago? I'm so angry right now.
I know. I was just thinking about that, too. I was just thinking about that.
What's wrong?
It was a game we wanted to play with you, but I think the time's passed for it.
Why?
I don't know about it being
Let's do it.
You could
I don't have it. I wasn't you could finished, switch the top finished it.
It would have been funny, especially now.
Oh, let's do it right now. Come on, wing it.
It's not done.
God damn it, Chris.
You blew it!
Yeah.
So now did you learn the map?
Yeah, good? My mind see is how so China, like, fucking blown
You
right
see
now.
How China's on top of what you said?
Yeah.
No, I'm lying. I'm being
just
sarcastic.
Yeah, just to yeah. say, yeah.
It is.
China's not on top.
It's on top and to the side. See?
No,
back
I don't
to
see.
The left.
This yellow glob is... That's China.
Okay.
That green gob is Pakistan.
Green gob?
Yeah, so look, it's above it and to the left. Right.
That's the right, yeah.
It's not fucking Kennedy's headshot we're looking at here.
Can you imagine getting directions from her?
No. Okay, you go where this green gob is, right? And then you want to turn left at the yellow gob. I just don't understand.
China is much smaller than I thought it was.
You were probably thinking of Asia.
Uh-oh. Something blew her mind.
No, China's almost as big as the United States.
Is it racist that China's yellow on that map?
Good call.
I don't know about
Who
that.
Made the colors?
I think that's actually pretty accurate. Color of urine.
What color is that?
Urine China.
Africa is a sign. Million colors.
Yeah, I know.
Africa's what?
The United States is red-ish. Orange.
Reddish. American Indian.
Yeah. Redneck,
which
actually.
Which Africa?
It's a bunch of different countries.
Yeah.
So.
Bunch of moving on.
What the f?
Has the world changed at all?
Well, a couple years ago, Pakistan moved from Mexico.
Did you just chip your tooth?
No, I don't know what just happened. No, but I mean, like, fuck, I'm never going to be able to say it right, and I'm not.
Please, just say it.
It's like the shapes of the countries different.
Ever. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Florida used to be a triangle. That's the fucking idiot.
Yeah, Canada's been working out. It's in much better shape now.
The dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
Like, was there ever...
You know, at one point...
Was there ever a really big earthquake that made slits?
At one point before man and everything else, this was just, there was like one landmass.
I know.
Okay.
Pangea.
There you go. Done.
That was Pangea.
Right. Pancetta. Whatever.
Pangea.
Whatever.
But no, because Africa has a slit in it.
I'm going to Africa.
So does China.
They have a slanted slit.
Canada is huge.
Really? No one's going to comment on that.
Alaska is really big, too.
It's right next door to Russia. According to your mom.
Russia's huge. She's not my mom. Wow.
I don't understand. Why are you getting blown away by this? You've never seen a fucking map.
Look, I'll show Chris.
She's whipping out her breasts.
Chris is massaging them right now. Oh, he's grabbed the left.
I'm going to fuck your ass.
No, that's not African anymore.
Oh, he's going for the nipple right now.
Saudi Arabia and Yemen and Jordan, that's not Africa.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Africa was shaped like a pork chop.
Well, kind
of. What the fuck?
You looking at my cock?
I mean, it kind of is, but that's where it stops.
I thought... Africa was different
I
shaped.
I think Fabio would have came up with that analogy.
Africa's shaped like a pork chop?
I thought so. But with the slit, it is no longer a pork chop.
The slit would be the coast of Egypt. the water in between Egypt and Saudi Arabia.
And Jordan and Saudi Arabia. There's a big batch of water.
A slit.
Big batch of water.
And it has changed the way that it sits in my mind.
And your mind is...
fucked up from acid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever recovered.
Looks that way.
They don't inject you with science when you're born.
Check it out! I blinded us with science!
My mind overpowers science.
When
I feel like I've been on acid for the past hour.
When it was Pangea, was that when dinosaurs were around?
I don't fucking know.
Just look at me like I'm fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson. The fuck's wrong with you?
Remember, I'm the really, really fat guy. I don't know this
Neil
shit.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's chicken.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, what the fuck?
She always looks at you for answers.
I know.
I don't know why. You
so
never know.
So, Stan, what did you say, Tangea?
Pangea.
That's just before the dinosaurs were fucking people?
I'm trying to find it. Pangea dinosaurs. There we go.
It actually shocks me sometimes that you guys don't understand.
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you found that on page 81 of your Google search. Where was it you graduated from again? The University of
Well, we're waiting.
Pangea formed in the Mesozoic area.
Era. I hear it's a good vacation spot, Era.
And then carnivores were born. And then it turned into Jurassic Era, and then it split.
Missy Dundon style.
I could teach a class.
So at one point...
A nutless monkey could do your job.
Are you fucking crazy?
You fucking crazy, man.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck you, science.
Man, you are out there.
I know.
She's got Down syndrome.
It's getting warm.
It's getting what?
It's getting warm out.
Thank you, Ollie.
It go rain.
Yeah, basically.
Nah, I mean, I get like happy.
It's a level of incompetence. It's staggering.
Man,
what?
Stupid. A person below normal intelligence.
You guys didn't even know what Pangea was, so give me credit.
No, I know what a Pangea is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you knew that your whole life. You didn't just hear that recently.
Pangea?
Yeah.
A couple years ago. But it sat in there for years.
Right, that's Pangea good. Used to be one big gob.
Yeah.
Give it the big gob.
Confused.
I wasn't talking like it was a gob in real life. I was talking about it was a gob on the computer phone.
Oh my God. Gobba gobba wee.
First of all, that is total fucking bullshit.
Are you insane?
Oh, please, give us more fucking tidbits. More gems. Mm. Slits and gobs and fucking Pangeas.
Amazing what you can come up with looking at a map.
Yeah, yeah, right?
That's just amazes me.
It's good to be me.
I like how she said I could teach a class.
Shut up.
Genius, genius, genius! State zitto, puttana!
Class.
There's Pangea and Laurasia.
What's that, Einstein?
That was another supercontinent. And then there was also Gondwanaland. Mm. Gondwanaland?
Yeah.
Dutch Woman. No,
it's right next to Gobbledygook.
Yeah, it's and Epcot right, Center's right next door.
And that was right next to the Tethys Ocean.
Right.
The Hashish Ocean.
Right.
Gondwana.
Wally World, right?
When they split, they became Africa and Australia and India.
Oh, wow.
Why'd they split?
Didn't work out.
Yeah, they were really
Yeah, we might try to say that.
Africa wasn't paying their share of the rent.
Yeah, they were fucking lazy and shady.
Slimy fucks.
Oh my god.
Fucking jigaboo cocksucking motherfucker.
I was stealing.
Goddamn jigaboo.
Holy shit.
Like the Voulignons wear that you watch on MTV?
Bang bang a skeet skeet, nigga.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why.
Any other questions?
I'm
you know what? You should just ask questions. We'll answer them the best we can.
Seriously.
Next.
Wanda Londoland.
I don't know.
Oh my god, that was so fucking funny.
I can't believe you have the balls to ask that question.
Why?
Why'd they split? It's like, seriously, like, why would you ask that?
What do you mean? You want me to explain my thought process?
Why would you think anyone here knew?
I don't know.
Once again.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. You are a gem.
The Thesan River, or ocean, or
whatever. T-H-Y-S. I couldn't say it right, I think.
T-E-T-H?
T-E-T-H-Y-S.
Tethys?
Tethys.
That's the sound.
Tethys.
Or my teethys is filling out.
That blowjob was really teethys.
When Africa split, they they took the teethyses.
Just got up one morning, they was gone.
Jesus.
Oh, I just got a text from SportsCenter. Says we're racist.
Thanks, SportsCenter.
Hey, black man! Hey!
Why did they split? I don't know.
Just set yourself up.
Yeah, no shit.
Man.
I think you guys are more smarter than you are. So I feel like you would know.
Well, no. You think Fabio's smarter than
exactly.
he is.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because
you're straight across from me. If you were straight across from me, I would ask you.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought she was saying, because I'm straight across from her, I'm smarter.
That would make more sense.
Well, yeah, because I'm not next to this glob or this glob.
I'm my own gob.
You're your own blob.
That piece of shit. Fat fuck.
Missy, you're studying right now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's what are you so studying? Much stuff, though. It's about fossils, so I'm like kind of glazing over it.
We're not even talking about fossils.
Well, wait, I know, wait, but well, it's what? Talking about evidence of Pangea.
Oh, okay.
And it has to do with fossils. And it's all words that are fucking hard as shit to even say in my mind.
Even better.
Fucking retard.
Say one.
The fuck?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Rifting and breakup. It's moving. It's showing me how they broke up.
Fuck you, you cheating whore.
There was three major phases.
And threesomes never work out.
They don't.
It's over.
Come on, just tell me why.
What the fuck?
They broke up, but it looks like they just
eat shit. That's
it.
Why. You stupid fucking cunt! You idiot!
I think it has something to do with the ridge in the ocean.
A what?
The slit?
Yeah. The ridge in the... There was a trench. A subductive... Subduction.
Hey, you're a stupid motherfucker, you know that?
Oh my god. At the teethinin.
What the fuck are you saying?
Fuck, man, it's hard.
Uh-oh.
Learning's hard.
We got a moron.
Learning's hard, she says.
There's three things that broke them up. Mm-hmm. And it all has to do with the ocean and shit getting fucked up.
The ocean, shit, what else?
Trenches.
Shit, shit, and shit.
Trenches. There was a collision. There is a Himalayan
Himalayan Oreo.
Orgasm.
Origini.
Oh, an orgy. Himalayan orgy. Sounds that's delicious. Awesome.
That's what killed the Tethysian Ocean.
A Himalayan orgy.
And then there's carbon dioxide, glaciers.
Was you talking about the Himalayan the
and
cat?
The Red Sea Rift. I don't know. Do you want me to click on a Himalayan orogeni?
Who?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Spangini.
It was the Earth in the early Permian. It was during the... Fuck, man. These words are hard as shit. At that time, India is part of Gondwana and bordered by south of Cimmerian, Super Tyrrhenian, Paleogeologic, Geographic.
Was that one word?
No, it was three. That's the Barocco.
Apache.
Simmer. Oh my god. You know, if somebody said it right once, I'd probably remember.
Somato. What in the Kanata tea? Somatoma Satan.
That's my favorite one. What a Kanata tea.
There's something about plates shifted and made things collide. And then they broke apart.
Where was this at?
In Pangaea. Pangaea collided with others.
Somebody dropped a plate, shattered.
Well, if it was, I can understand if it was Africa.
There used to be a super continent. There used to just be one continent at one point.
One continent?
No.
And it was called a word that I don't think I'm...
Spell it.
Your continent?
Yeah, it's mine.
U-R-K-O-N-T.
Stop. U-R-K. Irk.
Irk.
Yeah, you
O-N-T.
Irk me.
Aunt.
I-N-E-T.
Your
cunt.
Your cunt. Yeah, it's your cunt.
Is it your cunt?
Yeah. Irkin.
Irkin.
What the fuck?
With the your nose?
No.
She tried
it was my
throat.
Ear. It was my ear. Shut up. All right, so that was it.
Oh!
Sounds like pigs fucking.
Oh!
What?
Oh, God.
Huh? Oh, man, this is difficult.
I don't know. I'm not good at it.
Oh! They thought the Earth was shrinking at one point.
Shrinking?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know? Never mind. I'm not gonna say because I'm just gonna just fucking throw her off.
This is a lot of information.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, absorb it and come back with a book report next
yeah,
week.
I'll try, but this is hard.
That's what she said.
Didn't. Drop some knowledge.
Yeah. Don't even kill yourself at this point.
I can't.
Yeah. We can. You can actually. You can sit there and close it out right now and be like...
Disney needs to, like, make a movie about it. Like...
What, the Pangaea?
Yeah, like, yeah. About, like, Earth. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Maybe he'll talk about it.
Yeah, he'll talk about it.
I'm sure that's coming up,
please,
right?
Tell him that you want to...
I will.
Know more about Pangaea.
That was just a taste of my knowledge.
God.
Hmm.
That's because I grew up black.
I don't even know why.
I don't give a shit. That's so gay. Whatever.
Oh my god. Shit. I think I just threw up in my mouth after that.
Christ, that sounded horrible.
That didn't sound well.
You shut the fuck up. It's like a double entendre.
That was one of my favorites, mm-hmm. Double entendre.
Oh, God.
But they're itty bitty, teeny tiny, little bitty.
You see how she starts off all strong and confident, and then she's like, it's like you roll a marble across the table, and it's like, all right.
Well, how many different words for small can you come up with?
Teeny tiny, little bitty.
What the fuck was I even saying?
I don't know. I think you were saying this.
You have to, like, suck on it to get it small. I can't wait to come.
God. What is that? You're such a flaming cunt. That was...
She was having a seance with herself.
What the fuck, man? I am out of my goddamn mind. Veiny dicks.
What?
What's that?
Play it again.
Veiny dicks. Jesus.
You whore.
Baby dicks.
Let's go ahead, Terrace Chase, and go to the vet and have the pet.
That almost sounds like a song, doesn't it?
It could be.
It's like a slow song, like, you know, like a sad song.
I think this is what it is.
No, find something slower. Give me some slow music. Come on, man, let's do this. Give me some slow music. Doesn't work with it.
It's too happy.
Nothing? Nobody?
No.
That's a little better.
It sounds evil, though.
It sounds like you're casting a spell.
But they're itty-bitty, teeny-tiny, little bitty.
What the fuck, man?
Whatever.
Right, here's a slow song.
Ew!
Reunited! So doing someone that you used to do.
Oh my god.
That's what this song's about. You could find someone else. But it seems a little easier because you already have their number. Yeah, yeah.
Here's a story that's not about Missy.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town. She's like a beauty queen who wears a shiny crown. And anytime she sees that I am starting to frown, she's always got the thing to turn it upside down. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town. She's got a face without a trace of gloom, I guarantee it. Her muff is sweet and so petite, you have to squint your eyes to see it. I'm such a happy fellow when she comes around. She's always got a kiss when I am feeling down. I wouldn't trade her for any wealth or renown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town. Oh. Small bush!
That was funny.
That was good.
He's not convinced. That was not funny.
That was hilarious.
We'll just play this for you. Ass and titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties. And big booty bitches. Big booty bitches.
I like it.
My head hurts.
Oh my god. I'm dying.
I'm like ready to just fucking faint.
Are we out?
What happened here?
What's that?
Are we gonna leave?
Yeah.
We out.
Yeah, just get up and walk out.
All right. Thanks everybody for listening. Don't forget, if you go to radcast.com/jerseyjerks, you can donate. There's a little button. It's yellow and blue. Click on it. Give us some monies. We will send you something. We had sent Christian something. I'm still waiting to hear back.
Panties?
From Nicholas. Not yet. But because I had already sent him a shirt. But if you want, call, leave a voicemail, 856-381-4500. Email us at jerseyjerks@radcast.com. And we'll see you next week.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.